Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 88. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 61. Daytime highs approaching 87. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab is trying to encourage individuals across the state of Kansas that as the November election rolls right around with just over a month away to not send your mail-in ballots through USPS for them to get to the election headquarters. As according to a letter that was sent by the Secretary of State's office yesterday to the U.S. Postmaster General, they said that for the August primary in the state of Kansas, roughly 1,000 mail-in ballots were disenfranchised due to the ballots being mailed only days before the election day in August and arriving in county offices more than 3 days after the deadline or without any essential postmarks. In the letter, Secretary of State Schwab says that it's extremely concerning and a troubling pattern that persists in the U.S. Postal Service's process and handling of ballots, as he recommends to drop it off at a drop box or to vote in person. In other news, the Barton County Commission has voted to ban any type of sticker or label to be put on for write-in ballots on their general election ballots in the county.
The biggest artists come to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Friday, September 20th, El King. In the Baby Daddy's Weekend Tour. In an all-ages show, El King. VIP and reserve seats are available now at SevenClans.com. El King's coming to Newkirk. Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort, where the winners and the biggest names in music play.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, say that COVID-19 cases are on the rise across the state of Kansas after the CDC says that they've been testing wastewater in Kansas and Missouri and says that the two states have the highest rates across the nation. And due to that response, the KDHE, along with different health communities around the state of Kansas, say they are offering flu and COVID-19 vaccinations again. The latest coming out of Stormont Vale Health in Topeka, saying that they are offering drive-through and walk-in flu vaccination clinics in Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, and Emporia. WIBW reports that they have released the latest schedule for the drive-through and walk-up clinics, including the Topeka Campus Surgery Center that will be taking place September 26th, October 3rd, and October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Cotton O'Neill Pediatrics Gauge will be happening on October 17th and the 24th, and the Stormont Vale Manhattan Campus will be having their drive-through vaccinations on Saturday, October 12th.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An investigation is still ongoing after Omaha police say that a shooting critically injured a teenage boy at a high school yesterday. As KSN News reports, families rushed to the Omaha Northwest High School after the school resource officer reported the shooting that happened right around lunchtime. According to the Omaha Police Deputy Chief Sherry Thomas, they say the officers quickly responded and believe that the shooting was an isolated incident between two individual students. The suspect in the shooting was arrested three blocks away from the school roughly a half hour later. In the aftermath, one 15-year-old boy was critically injured in the shooting and has been rushed to a hospital. During the incident, two nearby Catholic schools, both Marion and Roncalia High Schools, were locked down after the shooting, but the lockdowns were lifted after after the arrest of the individual. According to law enforcement, so far no one else was injured in the shooting and no other individuals have been involved in the incident. The investigation's still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A Super Check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a pair of resolutions, including one limiting camping in the city park for not more than 5 consecutive days. Current regulation has allowed a loophole where staying longer term was an occasional issue, staying 4 days, leaving a day, and returning. A second resolution restricting camping in tents or trailers anywhere other than designated camping areas within city limits was passed unanimously. Approval was given for the Marysville High School Homecoming Parade Friday, September 27th at 1:30 and a student bonfire pep rally in the north parking above Lakeview Sports Complex Wednesday, September 25th. Approval was given for purchase of a new police vehicle in the 2025 budget for the low bid from Nemaha Valley Motors in the amount of $42,000. Kansas State School of Architecture students will be in Marysville today working on a project. Child care is a critical part of a thriving community, and the Washington Community Hospital will host a conversation this evening regarding development of a daycare. Community members are invited to a facilitated conversation as to ideas, suggestions, and input on next steps to help with the endeavor. The hospital has purchased a house as a daycare facility. The meeting begins 6:30 this evening at the Washington County Hospital Dining Room. Please enter through the basement double doors in the west parking lot. Big Give Gage County continues the annual fundraising campaign, runs through September 12. In-person giving on Thursday at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. and at the Heritage Inn in Wymore from 10 until 4. The online site is open for contributions to dozens of nonprofits and charitable causes, supporting arts, culture, humanities, community and economic development, education, environment, human services, public benefit, religious, youth, and recreation. That website is biggivegage.org. In-person contributions will be accepted Thursday. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County Friday morning shortly before 10 a.m. Joseph Robke, age 86, of Seneca, apparently failed to yield and was struck by a semi driven by John Holsing, age 56, of Seneca, at the intersection of 96th and Q Road. Robke was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Holsing was not injured. A grazing management workshop will be held at the Save Farm near Riley, September 18th and 19th, and will cover how you can get the most benefit from your pasture land while preserving the health and vitality of grass. Free workshop is for anyone currently engaged in land management and grazing activities and will be taught by experienced NRCS specialists and other grazing educators. Advance registration is appreciated. RSVP with names, email address, and phone number to mary@kglc.org or contact Mary Howell at 785-562-8726. Please note your type of agricultural operation and level of experience. Lunch is included both days. The workshop, September 18th and 19th, will be led by David Kraft and Doug Spencer, as well as other grazing and livestock educators. Kraft is a rangeland management specialist and coordinator for the Kansas Grazing Lands Coalition. Spencer currently serves as the state grazing specialist for NRCS in Kansas. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks are available each day, Monday through Fridays, on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Cammie K. Fredericks, 2-year-old infant daughter of Ryan and Melissa Fredericks, passed away September 6th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. burial in Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for infant Cammie Fredericks. John D. Klepper, age 80, of Pawnee City, passed away September 7th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for John Klepper. Dennis E. Rockwell, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Rockwell. Harold L. Hula, age 94, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Harold Hula. Joanne Lacey, age 87, of Marysville, passed away September 7. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joanne Lacey. Jerry R. Mettler, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away September 8. A private interment service will be held at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge for Jerry Mettler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, garden blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, a sloppy joe, baked beans, cucumber salad, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fundamental and advanced computer classes will be offered at all the Marshall County Public Libraries, including Marysville Public Library, in September and October. Classes are free of charge starting September 10th, including guidance from expert instructors. Call the library at 785-562-2491 for more information and to register for classes.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still sunny throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies over Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And mostly clear skies in a Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine into Monday with our highs in the mid 80s. Then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And still staying sunny as we head into next Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then clear skies Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 83. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 59. The record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 7:42. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05. Another mild start. It's 54 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 11th of September. Remembrance ceremony in downtown Marysville for 911 this morning.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 14th through the 16th. where all donations between $25 and $5,000 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
The hits just keep on coming. Oh, no, they don't. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Yankees managing just three hits in a 5-0 shutout loss to the Royals yesterday. They're shut out for the 8th time this season. Seth Lugo, 10 strikeouts over his 7 innings for Kansas City in the win. Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
That was probably as good a performance against us this year. We were silent, and I think he was ahead in the count. Looked like he was really dotting his location-wise with a big mix. You know, I mean, it's two fastballs, it's cutter, it's slider, it's curveball, it's change, and varied the speeds on all of those.
Yankees lead in the AL East back down to a half game as the Orioles win 5-3 at Fenway. Orioles and Royals still hold the top two wild card spots in the American League. Twins have the third spot. They double up the Angels 10-5 and hold a 3-game lead on the Tigers for the final wild card spot. Detroit 11-0 over the Rockies, complete game shutout for Cater Montero. National League, Phillies win a testy matchup against the Rays, 9-4 the final. Kyle Schwarber, a record-setting 14th leadoff home run on the season. Dodgers fall to the Cubs in L.A.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep right center field. Back is Carl Armstrong near the fence, leaping up. He made the catch. He took a home run away from Max Muncy, and the Cubs win the ball game. Pete Crow Armstrong with a dazzling display of defense tonight.
Now it ends on the Cubs Radio Network. Cubs will be going for the sweep of the Dodgers. Dodgers a game behind the Phillies for baseball's best record. As for the wild card, Padres and Diamondbacks both win last night, separated by a half game at the top. Mets and Braves tie for the third spot. Braves 12-0 shut out of Washington. Mets fall to Toronto 6-2. You know who else lost? The White Sox, shut out by Cleveland 5-0. 17th time Chicago's been shut out this season. U.S. Men's National Team has a new head coach, Mauricio Pochettino. Last night, U.S. and New Zealand played to a 1-1 draw.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The idea of purchasing a new livestock, grain, or utility trailer is a major one. Take stress out of the picture by visiting BlueValleyTrailers.com to browse the Midwest's largest selection of Titan, H&H, Wilson, Sharp, and Travelong trailers. From your home or on your phone, visit BlueValleyTrailers.com to find specifications, pricing, and accurate pictures of the exact trailer you're planning to buy. With sales and service unmatched, find Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or give them a call at 785-363-2224.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The broad-based S&P and the tech-heavy NASDAQ have scored back-to-back daily advances. The S&P adding almost 0.5% Tuesday, the NASDAQ 0.8%. The Dow Jones, though, slipped 93 points to land at 40,737. Safety regulators say nearly a quarter of oil and natural gas production in the Gulf of Mexico has been curtailed in advance of Hurricane Francine. The storm is causing long gas lines in Louisiana, but is not expected to have much impact on U.S. gas prices overall. With global sales of gaming consoles slipping, Sony is rolling out the PlayStation 5 Pro. The PS5 Pro will have an upgraded graphics card and faster image rendering. It goes on sale November 7th for $700. Weeks into his new job, Starbucks CEO Brian Nicholas posted an open letter challenging the coffee chain's 35,000 locations to be more welcoming. He says improvements need to be made in efficiency. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. Sims back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. All right, before we get the opening bell rung today, let's first and foremost give you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly mixed day pretty much across the board. Grains and oil seeds did see some positivity in places. Livestock, again, choppy, volatile, two-sided trade. October live cattle was down 60 at 176.32. December down 37 at 176.42. Feeder cattle, they did see some slight gains. September feeders up 75 at 238.47. October to 235.40. That was 67 cents higher. Into the hogs, again, volatile two-sided trade. October was down 25 at 78.55. December, though, was up a nickel at 71.15. Into the grains and oil seeds here this morning through the overnight pre-trading session. Again, yesterday it was a mostly mixed day, but row crops we'll go into in just a moment. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all higher as of right now. December KC wheat up 2.25 at 5.86¼ cents. March up 2.5 at 5.99¼. Into the oats market, December down a penny at 3.66. Into the row crops, it is a slightly higher start to the day for September corn, up 0.25 cents at 3.79¾. December to 4.06½, that's 2¼ cents higher. Soybeans are also in the green, kind of leading the charge so far. November beans up 8¼ at 10.05½. January to 10.23¾, that's 8½ cents higher. Into the meal, October up 180 at 3.15¢, and soy oil up 39 at 40.68. Cotton also seeing some green. December cotton up 88 at 69.09. Let's take a dive into the metals. October gold's up $8 an ounce at $2,527.50 per ounce. December silver up 53 cents at 29.14. And lastly, the dollar index right now a little bit weaker. The September dollar down 25 at 101.350.
This Thursday's cattle sale, September 12th at Marysville Livestock Commission, will start at 1 o'clock. Again, a 1 o'clock start for the cattle sale Thursday this week at Marysville Livestock.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Occasional tillage can be a management tool that growers can implement into their cropping systems. K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon discusses the impacts that occasional tillage can have for crop fields. He explains occasional tillage and how it is used in systems versus strategic tillage.
I think it's important to start out in differentiating strategic tillage versus what we call occasional tillage. And strategic tillage really is a reactive approach. We identify that the problem is there. We're going out and we're doing this strategic tillage operation to address it, and then returning to no-till. There's no really set schedule of when we're going to come back in with a follow-up tillage pass. We're responding to that present issue. Occasional tillage is a little bit different in that the way that we've been practicing occasional tillage is more on a set schedule in a three-year crop rotation.
Simon says how often they tilt the fields in a crop rotation.
We're thinking about that three-year wheat, sorghum, fallow rotation. And so for this system, we're going out and we're doing a one or two passes of tillage every 3 years in a set rotation here. So 2 out of 3 years, we're maintaining that no-till, but then going in and doing tillage at that time. In this way, on a schedule, we're trying to be a little bit more proactive, as you might think of it, where we're going in and doing this on a more set time frame.
In the research, they wanted to see the impact occasional tillage had on soil properties.
We looked at some physical properties related to aggregate stability, of course, compaction, those things that people think about when they think of, you know, purposes for tillage, and we really didn't see much impact at all. There was some trend towards a little bit of a reduction in what we call penetration resistance, which is a measure of the amount of force required to penetrate through the soil. So it did look like we were kind of reducing that with our occasional tillage. So increasing a little bit of tilt there relative to no-till, but otherwise we didn't see much difference. So our aggregate stability was solid across treatments, as was soil organic carbon, organic matter in our other available nutrients. So very little difference across the board there.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon on how occasional tillage impacted the soil in a dry land cropping system. Learn more about strategic and occasional tillage by going to the e-update from August 22nd, which can be found at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Can you raise an earth-friendly baby with disposable diapers? We will try to pin down an answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 11th. Patriot Day is the 255th day of the year, and singer Harry Connick Jr. has a birthday. September has become the most popular birth month in America. A good time, we think, to revisit the question of cloth versus disposable diapers. Which are better for the environment? There's no clear-cut winner. The anti-disposable folks say that the estimated 5,000 diapers a child will use before being potty trained is too much for our landfills. Cloth diaper critics say the energy and water it takes to launder diapers offsets the reusable advantage. Cloth proponents argue that line drying and combining laundry loads can mitigate energy and water use. Environmental concerns, of course, are just one factor to consider before you reach the bottom line. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 55 degrees. Highs around 90 on tap today. Repeat performance of the last couple. 9/11 remembrance this morning in downtown Marysville. Marysville Mayor Todd Fry will be a guest on our party line. Join us about 9:40 on AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile app this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is day number three and game number three of the Kansas City Royals on the road taking on the New York Yankees. They finish up that three-game series before heading out as well down to Pennsylvania. The Kansas City Royals are coming off a strong sweep over the Minnesota Twins as they ended up shutting them out in games number one and three and winning in game number two by a 4-2 victory overall. That put the Royals back into that number two slot for the American League Central right now at 79-65, just two wins away from matching the Cleveland Guardians at that number one slot at 81-62. After tonight, Kansas City heads back on the road again to take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh as that goes through a three-game series starting on Friday through the weekend with first pitch on Friday evening at 5:40. The Pirates are at the bottom of the National League Central. They're sitting at 67-76 for their overall record. Kansas City then coming back home to Kauffman Stadium on Monday next week, taking on the Detroit Tigers. Mid-America Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, You know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown with Max Blasky of KNDY Radio, joined with Jeff Wirtz, TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, it was a good week in the TVL once again, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. Fantastic. Between the cross-country runners, the volleyball players, and, of course, on Friday night, we had another terrific Friday night of football. A lot of big teams took care of business on Friday and just keep rolling.
Fun time of year with it. And you mentioned cross country there in the beginning. A lot of cross country teams got kicked off Saturday in Marysville. So a few of those top results or top runners from some area teams.
Like you said, at Marysville, it was a very good day for some TVL teams. Keelan Rempe of Centralia finished in fifth. She goes 22:31. So a big run for her. Gracie Grable of Troy and Kaya Franklin of Centralia finished 7 and 8. Cora Thompson right behind her at 22:52. Actually, right through the top 10, Claire Bussing, as well as Mackenzie Baker of Washington County. So a lot of just fantastic runners. I think that's one sport that kind of gets overlooked in the Twin Valley League, because we do have a lot of excellent runners, and it shows in the other sports throughout the league.
Moving forward, more TVL meets coming up on Saturday. Where are a bunch of teams at this week?
We have teams this week going on Saturday at Wamego, the Blue Valley Rams, Clifton Clyde, Donovan West, Frankfort, and Valley Heights, all in one meet there at Wamego. So, again, a very exciting time, very exciting start to the year for some of these teams.
Along with cross country, another busy fall sport, volleyball kicking in the full swing. As we get ready for kind of this week's schedule, what's it looking like?
Yeah, on Saturday, there is a try at Clifton Clyde featuring Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort hosts a full tournament. They have Care Paravel, Jackson Heights, Onega, and Washington County, as well as Valley Falls. That is a full tournament at Frankfort. And one more on Saturday, Valley Heights travels to Riley County. So they'll play a little bit up in competition. Valley Heights likes to go down to that Riley County tournament.
A lot of good volleyball coming up. Results there for you on the website. KNDY also has volleyball wrap-ups on Thursday. So just checking last Friday's scores, Jeff, as we kind of wind down the segment here. A few blowout wins, a few expected wins, some good wins too. One that we had on KNDY, Centralia, you got the 6-point win over Valley Heights. What were a few other standout scores from Friday evening?
Yeah, a lot of really good games. That Frankfort game, seven touchdowns for Wes Anderson. That was incredible performance for him. Axtell did their thing. They do what they always do. But the big one to me was actually Hanover taking the road to El Saline. Hanover's really showing some things here in the first part of the season. And that looks like a team that is well-oiled and should be a lot of fun to watch. And I'm lucky that's the game that I am headed to on Friday night. So look forward to seeing the Wildcats in person. I'll have all of the updates from the Hill and Hanover. And look forward to seeing Matt Hoyer's team.
I think that's going to wrap up the TVL Rundown for today. Again, for Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, Max Blasky, KNDY Radio. We'll catch you all next week.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Friday Night Football, Kansas Jayhawks pregame show follows our evening news block on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs home opener hosting Hiawatha, 7 o'clock kick pregame coverage at 6:45 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1, on air online, and on our free mobile app.
KNDY.